It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome to the WNO Podcast. This is the Black Ops Division of Flow Sports. We're dropping nuclear bombs today. It's been a nice, calm, drama-free week for us here at Flow Sports. Nothing going on out there. I mean, just kidding. There's been a little bit of drama. People are suing me. People are emailing my boss, and it looks like I'm going to get fired.
You'll be fine.
I got a raise, a promotion, and won an award in the last week. We got a lot to talk about with the Who's Number One Championships. We had divisions drop. We're almost done with the women's division. First off, Manscaped, whoa, the lawnmower 4.0. This thing's great. Connor, Josh, and in the back, he just shaved his balls with it in the hallway before we came in here.
Doing
a special promotion with this. If you make a video of yourself using this on yourself and send it to Connor and his personal Instagram, will post it on the Flow Grappling Instagram. All right, the code is WNO for 20% off shipping and free shipping and 20% off.
Dang, man.
Manscaped. You going to shave your head with that thing?
Lawnmower 4.0? No, I just get a little touch up down there, you know?
Reed's probably got a hell of a bush down there.
Not anymore, bro. Yeah. Ooh, looking slick down there.
Yeah. Trim the forest. All right, so support for the WNO Podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. The best in men's below-the-waist grooming. We can all vouch for that.
100%.
Grooming champions of the world. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels.
You know what my favorite part is? Yeah. This little light, you know? Oftentimes you just can't see.
Trimming up in the dark.
It happens to everybody.
Cut yourself.
Got this little light down there. You can see it all. You can see hairs that you hadn't seen for decades.
And waterproof.
Yeah. Waterproof. Get it underwater. Do it in the shower. Pool. Do it in the bathtub. Do it in the hot tub up at your local health club. So Manscaped has just launched their fourth generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right. 4.0. Can you believe that? Over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off, free shipping. Go shave your nuts. Send Connor the evidence. You can't wait to get it. But we got a lot to talk about today. The 155 men's bracket is insane, right? The women's bracket, we're 6 out of 8 done. It's fucking crazy, all right?
Who's number one championship?
Who's number one championship? 30K on the line. The belt on the line. Paying out over 250K to athletes, all right? This thing, September 25th, 26th. Tickets are going fast. If you want to come out and make a weekend out of it, go. But me and Reed just got back. We were all over the country last week. First off, Corey, what do you think about the 155 division?
Where do you start? The 155 leader, Kennedy Maciel, Mikey Musumeci, Gio Martinez, Cade Rusolo. I mean, there's not a name on that list that couldn't win the whole thing, including Cole Abate.
One of the ones people are most excited for.
Wild card, Cole Abate, man. Finally get to see what he's made of. You know, he's out there killing blue belts, he's killing purple belts, he's killing brown belts. Now's that next step. We'll see how good Cole Abate is, man.
We get to see how Cole does against some world champions and some of the best in the business.
So this is the division, right?
Yeah, give us all eight names.
Mikey Musumeci, Gio Martinez, Cade Ruotolo, Kennedy Maciel, Josh Cisneros, Diego Pato, Cole Abate. Who am I leaving out there?
You said Cade, right?
I said Cade. Let me look something really quick.
Ethan Kremlinston.
All right, so those guys are all in there. 155 pounds. Gonna be the first lightweight champ of the event. Winner gets 30K. Second place gets 15K. Third place 7.5. We're doing sub bonuses for subs. It's double elimination. Both people compete both days. So if you lose in the first round or in the semis, you're in the consolation bracket Sunday morning. 2-day event. Really, really hyped up for this thing. First off, before we get going, Connor.
Yes, sir.
Just kick it over to Connor.
Mm-hmm. Professor now. Professor
with the Manscaped tee on. Repping.
That's right. I'm Professor Hollywood Mike now. Connor, so what's going on with Discord, YouTube? Who's in there?
Well, I just let the Discord know not to send me post Manscaped.
Don't listen to that shit. He's being humble. He wants to see these videos. He's just shy.
We got O Steve. We got Josh Jitsu. We got Jose Becerra. Shout out Becerra. He's always holding us down. We got Sauerkraut. The whole crew is here. I may have even seen. Oh, we got Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan and GS are both here. So shout out
are
the
these,
boys.
Are they Manscaped men? Are
yeah.
they?
Tell yeah. these guys shave their nuts.
Everybody, ask shave them. Your nuts, please. Yeah. Please
put
shave
a poll.
Your nuts.
Put a poll in there. Should shave or not to shave? What is everybody doing?
Also, ask everybody before we jump into 155. Ask everybody who they think is going to win the division. Let's let some of the regulars. We'll put their picks on later. We're going to kick. I'll kick it around first. I'll ask everybody. Which athlete are you most excited for in this division, Corey?
Wow.
It's a tough one, right?
That is a tough. Right now, after seeing what you guys shot over the weekend, I can't wait to see Cade Rotolo do his thing. You know, we've seen him against some of these guys, but I think the stuff we saw him do against his brother Ty in the garage for 40 minutes, you know, I can't wait to see what he comes up with. I was really digging that ankle pick he was hitting, right? The inside ankle.
Oh, my gosh.
How can you not be excited about the Rotolos after watching that garage wall? go to our site and look up Garage Wars Part 1 and Part 2. These guys are slapping each other, throwing each other into surfboards and shit, right? It's wild.
Dude, we were watching that, Mike, and I went over to Rotolo's dad's, and I was like, dude, this is better than, like, ADCC finals here.
It's better than any matches ever
Oh,
happened.
My God.
Cade versus
guys,
Ty is the ultimate.
Oh, my God. It was, like, one of the best matches I've ever seen, and I'm constantly sitting on the side of jiu-jitsu matches, and these dudes were just throwing down so I've never seen anybody throw down so hard, and they're throwing down in this tiny little garage.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
After watching that roll, I was like, damn, how do we get these guys to fight each other? How do we get these guys on who's number one against each other? Because it's better than anything else. All right, Reed, Razor Reed, who are you excited for in
Hell
this bracket?
Yeah. Dude, I mean, you got to be excited for Cade for sure. Surgeon out there. 155 is more of his natural weight class. Super excited about him. But for me, for sure, it's the wild card. In there, I think Mikey Musumeci. I'm going to go out with Mikey Musumeci. I feel like he's a little bit of a wild card. He's coming up in weight. You know, we've never seen him in this type of a bracket. Nogi against guys like Ethan Kennedy. Cade, these are guys who are going to be a little bit bigger than him. You know, Nogi, Mikey's out there doing his thing. How does Mikey stack up against some of these bigger names in the division? That question alone right there just gets me super, super hyped seeing Mikey's name against literally any one of these guys. So really excited to know how serious Mikey's taking this competition, you know, what Mikey's preparing for and everything like that. So, man, I just can't wait to see how Mikey mixes it up with all those guys.
CJ, in the back, why don't you tell us about why you're excited for Gio Martinez, the 10th Planet Homer back there.
Gio's going to be great. I'm excited to see him take on a bunch of people, but I'm actually more excited to watch Cisneros and Pato possibly get that rematch. If you haven't checked it out, it was when Diego Pato really messed up Cisneros' knee.
Yeah,
and
crazy.
It was a little bit too quick. I love watching Cisneros fight, so I think we're going to get him back on here. Also, our chat doesn't seem... They're all barbarians, man. They don't
all
like
natural?
Manscaping, dude. Yeah, like 61% of them. Those are our people.
Those are our people.
Go get some Manscaped. Now you got a promo code. Free shipping.
All right. So you're excited for who?
I'm excited.
Cisneros?
Pato Cisneros.
I'm going to say Cole.
Yeah.
Cole's the wild card to me, the dark horse. Like, you don't know what the hell to expect, and it's like, that's why we threw him in there. He's a tough 16-year-old. Nobody thought Cade was going to take fourth at ADCC, or Ty was going to take fourth at ADCC, right? Cole's one of these dudes. He's basically been a black belt since he was like 12,
exactly.
10 years old. So it's like, let's see how he is again. I mean, Gee's pretty confident. Gee thinks he can beat anybody in the bracket. Let's see how Cole does. That's what I'm really excited for.
Yeah.
The two of them have been beating down everybody's door trying to get a match with some of these upper echelon guys at 145, 155. So now is the best opportunity, right? You're staring at eight of the best 145ers, 155ers in the world.
And not even just the best 150. Obviously, all those guys are definitely some of the best grapplers in the world. But also, they are some of the most exciting grapplers. And I think even more than the best grapplers, like all eight of those dudes are exciting to watch. I mean, Cole Abate, I mean, I don't think he's ever had a boring match. Mikey, always incredible. Cade has literally never had a boring match. Like, that's first and foremost. These dudes are so exciting.
Yeah, even guys like I mean, think about the last time Cisneros and Kennedy squared off.
Yeah,
right?
That incredible match.
Unbelievable match. Just rewatching it, Cisneros had Kennedy under siege for 9 minutes, and Kennedy came back and won it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right.
You mentioned Cole, Mike. We met up with Cole, right, out
yeah,
there. We met
yeah.
up with him at AOJ. Anything stick out to you? What stick out to you most about Cole?
The confidence, the professionalism. He's so professional for a 16-year-old, so mature.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he definitely was very confident. He wants to go up against all these guys. So show. I love Cole's attitude coming into this. You know, a lot of people didn't expect Cole to be in that division, but like you said, man, like this dude is ready for the big show.
All right, before we go on to the next question, the next segment, I'm going to say something. Everybody knows I'm close with all the DDS guys, so people have been blowing my phone up for the last couple days, asking me for info. We don't fucking talk, all right? You're not getting any information from us here on the Who's Number One podcast. Race. I got Omerta tattooed on myself. We live by a code of silence, all right? So don't be upset when you mess me and you ghost. We don't fucking give information. We're not informants. None of us here at the Who's Number One podcast.
Yeah.
We keep our fucking mouth shut just like you should. So if you message me, you're getting ghosted. Let's move on to the next segment.
We leave the other guys to snitch some stuff, whatever they want to
do. Snitching allowed on this show.
Yeah.
But, all right. This is my next question for you. Which potential matchup at 155 are you most excited for?
Reed, you go ahead.
Which potential matchup?
It could be any round. Any two people that you would love to see.
Any two people. I don't know. I guess just the first one that came to mind is Kennedy versus Cade. You know, that's the first one that came to mind for me just because, you know, Kennedy and Ty had this absolutely incredible match at ADCC, right? Ty was kind of winning the whole match. He had a couple deep darces on Kennedy. And then right at the last minute of the fight, Kennedy was able to flip the script as he does. He did it against Josh Cisneros as well, did it a couple other guys as well. And Cade was able to choke Ty, get the win, move on to the finals of ADCC. Incredible matchup. So this is Cade's opportunity to get a little revenge for his brother. I feel like both these guys kind of want that match, like that matchup. So that's the one that jumps to mind for me. Cade versus Kennedy.
Cade versus Kennedy has been in the making for a long time, right?
Yeah.
CJ, what you thinking back there?
Man, the chat agrees with you, Cade versus Mikey, but really what I want to see, Mikey versus Ethan. Ethan's such a big 155er, and that's like a hard test for him, and I think it may be one of the best ones yet.
What was the result in that? Which chat we talk about? Discord?
Which one? The
Who was the overwhelming favorite from Discord? Who's going to win this division? Was there any? Or was it? I mean, there's a lot of favorites in there.
Mikey. Mikey and Everybody Kennedy were the two ones that were standing out.
They love Mikey on there. All right, Corey, which match are you looking forward to?
Last week, Chase and I were talking about this on the podcast last week. Last week, I said it would be Mikey and Cade. Chase kind of steered me in a different direction. I think he convinced me that Ethan Carlinson and Cole Abate is the match to watch for. Ethan's such a big, strong, and powerful 155er. You know, he's got the strength of somebody much bigger and definitely technical. Got great top pressure against Cole Abate, who's strong for his, very strong for his age, but I wonder how much strength specifically is going to play a factor in this match. Obviously both these guys are super technical, but I want to see that kind of, you know, man strength versus Cole Abate. I think it gives Cole a really good avenue to show exactly how technical, how strong, how made for this division he is.
All right, before I go, you said Cole versus who?
Ethan.
You said
Cade versus Kennedy.
Cade versus Kennedy. Who'd you say in the back, Connor?
Ethan versus Mikey.
All right, I'm going to go with one. I mean, there's a lot of potential really cool matchups in here. But my favorite is just Cade Rotolo versus anybody. This dude, his last three matches, his road to ADCC match with Roberto, his match with Cole Francis where he finished with the buggy choke, and then his match with Ethan was probably the match of the year if it wasn't him and Roberto.
Yeah.
This guy's the most exciting person in the game. And I'm going to say the match I'm looking forward to the most is him versus Mikey if it happens. That's a very interesting matchup. Cade's a little bit bigger, but Mikey could pose some problems being smaller. These guys are both just prodigies. They've been, like I said, black belts since they were 8, 10 years old, been competing since they could walk. I mean, guaranteed excitement. If people don't run away from Mikey, it's going to be exciting always, you know. But Cade
doesn't run.
Mikey's going to sit right away. Cade's going to start stomping on his leg and going after him. It's going to be really exciting to see how this one goes down.
Two completely different styles. Honestly, Cole versus anybody, too.
Cole versus anybody,
like, I'm
yeah.
just so curious.
Like,
about
even
what
the backside, when people lose and we got the loser's bracket going for third, like, those are all going to be main event matchups.
Yeah, those are exciting matches, for sure. Anybody against Cole, anybody against Cade, anybody against Mikey, like, that's what why everybody responded so positively to the 155-pound division is like, there's just 8 hammers in there. It's killer.
All right, Connor, what's going on? Have we got any funny comments yet online?
We got a few. A lot
He's
of them
got the
have,
jokes.
A lot of them have to do with our manscapes. We got some barbarians here. They're actually doubling down on their no-shave policy. I didn't think this mob was going to be one of those kinds of organizations, but it
definitely
is. Well,
that's why none of them got girlfriends, right?
Well, tune in next week. It's not charged right now, but when it's charged up, Connor's going to actually demonstrate how to use this thing on the air, live on the air. So tune in next week. Remember, go to manscaped.com. Code WNO, 20% off, free shipping. Go shave your nuts, all right? Do your girlfriend a favor. All right, well, let's move on a little bit. We talked about 155. We'll get more into that as we get closer. The brackets will be dropped in September. Then we'll know the real matchups. But women's 115 might be the best division on this whole goddamn thing. This is maybe the best women's bracket of all time. I mean, this 115 division has really blown up in the last, year or so, right? Yeah, like, there's some really good girls in here. And, I mean, let's just look at the names that are announced right now. We got two of them left. Maissa Bastos, right? Probably got to be the favorite here. Danielle Kelly just tapped Jessica Crane with a knee bar. Jessica Kahn, Tubby Alekin, Grace Gondrum, who I know everybody wants to see running back Maissa, and Alex Nguyen, who fought Grace, had a really good match, was beating Grace for half the match, and really impressed us there. This division is going to be nuts, man. I cannot wait to see this one. Corey, what are you thinking about this 115 division?
Just wait till we hear these last two names. I can't wait to get this full division out there, because there's a couple sleepers in there that you might not expect. But yeah, I've been saying this all year. This division is really the division to watch right now. I think there's some of the most. It's the most talent packed division. Every one of these girls is a top 10 competitor.
Exciting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I gotta say Danielle Kelly's really been impressing me. Her last match on Who's Number One against Jessie Crane, and then she went out and she beat Sofia Maranchi at another tournament. She kneebarred her. So she's been looking incredibly impressive.
Look up and find the name of that other event so it doesn't sound like we're
Fury, right?
Fury
grappling. It was Fury. That's right. I think a lot of people might be sleeping on her after her performance against Jessica Kahn, but she can hang with this division.
Reed, what are you thinking?
Hell yeah, man. I love it, dude. It's great to see the reaction from everybody here. I think these girls have been putting in work, promoting this division and building it up. You know, you got a bunch of stars in there already. You look at that list. I mean, Grace is a star. Jessica Kahn is a star. Danielle Kelly is a star. You know, I mean, like, Maissa, you know, all these girls have been putting in work. And I think it's going to pay off here September, Who's Number One Championships. We're finally going to crown who's the best of this 115-pound division. I feel like nobody has really done that before. You know, I feel like this is kind of a new territory for the 115-pound division. But, man, they deserve it. They deserve that front and center attention. You know, all like you guys have been saying, all these girls, all eight of these girls are killers out there. You know, super, super pumped to see Grace in there. You know, always a fan favorite. Love to see Grace mix it up with literally all those girls. So heck yeah, man! I'm excited about this division. I really do genuinely think this might be the most exciting division, that we have, just because all eight of those girls are just killers and right around the same skill level.
It really has been kind of an underserved division for the last decade or more, right?
Yeah,
They don't exactly have their spot at ADCC. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. A lot of those girls often get buried by the rest
Kako
of the...
Kako was at the last one. She looked so small.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Kako fought Bia, maybe, right?
Yeah, and they get buried by the girls who are 125, 135, who are in the 60 and under, which is... That's a huge weight gap.
Open tournaments, you know, these girls are all over the world. A lot of them up in the Northeast, a lot of them out in California, a couple of them in Florida, you know, so they're literally all over the world. So even like an open tournament doesn't always get all these girls into one spot, right. You know. So finally, we get to have all of them in one spot to find out who's the best.
So we're dropping nukes twice a day, Monday through Thursday, for 5 weeks. This last week was men's 155. This week's women's 115. Next week is men's 185, then it's women's heavy, then it's men's heavy. So we got a whole bunch of announcements coming. We're going to be doing a road to Who's Number One for every division. It's going to be crazy. Connor in the back, I want to hear your thoughts on this division, and then I want to hear what these degenerates on Discord are thinking. So what's going on, Connor?
Man, you really can't say much about it outside of the talent pool that we got pulled in. Like, you kind of got everyone from across the weight class that is the who's who, and we got two more spots still opened up. And I think people are really going to be excited about the last one. I'm super excited to see Danielle Kelly come out on the stage again. I know that she got to the mats, got her finish like she had wanted to the first time. She came out with a vengeance, and I think we're going to see the same thing. The Discord and the YouTube live stream comments cannot decide on who they think is the favorite. I think everyone has a different one. We have Alex Nguyen as the dark horse. There's a lot of Bastos and Grace Gundrum fans, man. I think their predictions could be shook up in the next few days, though, regardless.
Man, there's a lot of exciting... Yeah, we still got two to announce. There's a lot of exciting names in there. I'm always excited to see Grace Gundrum. Yeah. I'm a big fan of Grace Gundrum. Shout out to Zach and JM out there in 10th Planet Bethlehem. Obviously, great coaches. But Grace Gundrum is just... Her last match with Alex was, I think, the best women's match in Who's Number One in history. Love seeing Grace, the silent killer. But, I mean, yeah, this thing's going to be crazy. Stay tuned. We're going to be doing announcements for the next 5 weeks. The events, September 25th and 26th. You're going to want to get your tickets. They're going to sell out. I've already sold a bunch of them. It's going to be a two-day event, four sessions over 2 days. Go out and get your Manscaped.
Woo!
Code Who's Number One. Go shave your balls.
WNO.
I'm running for president in 2024. I'm still finding out who's going to be my vice president.
Oh.
God bless you. Go fuck yourself. Everybody have a nice day. Short and sweet, baby.
Jam through it.
Yeah. We're back.